Kevin Keno is a research wildlife biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, or USGS, in La Crosse. Keno says loons are visual feeders and do best in clear lakes where they look for food to feed themselves and their young. However, he says their early research turned up some interesting results.
We found loons in central Wisconsin using reservoirs that had stained water and relatively poor water clarity compared to what we see in northern Wisconsin.
Loons generally nest on the clear northern lakes of Vilas Iron and Oneida counties, yet Keno says loons were able to feed in central Wisconsin reservoirs where the water is not as clear.
They tend to be shallow reservoirs, and that could be why loons are able to still forage effectively in a shallower reservoir even though the water clarity is poor.
Keno says they'll use those findings to help their research move forward. John Walker is a research hydrologist with the Wisconsin Water Sciences Center in Middleton working on the study. Walker says they're looking to see what climate change may mean to the flow of water in and around lakes, which may in turn affect loons.
I guess you can see the lake level changes, but you can't see the groundwater. You can't really understand if the stream flow has changed. But you can definitely see if all of a sudden loons are no longer populating your lake.
Walker says how clear a lake is depends mostly on the nutrients coming into it through sources such as groundwater. Walker says they hope to publish the results of the study by the end of the year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.